4 o'clock Tuesday. That means it's time for Discorder Radio. Wade here, your host as always. Unfortunately, we are CJ-less today. We'll see how we survive without CJ. We're wishing you well, buddy. He's healing up in the hospital. Thinking positive thoughts for you. In the meantime, we got a great show for you, CJ, listening in the hospital, and all you listeners listening across CITR.ca or right here on 101.9 FM. Record Store Day preview, 20 years of indie punk, recap of the block party, and so much more. It all happens starting right now on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Phoenix Thunderbird with Idle Thoughts. They are playing this Friday night at the Cobalt as part of the Come Friday series, along with War Baby, two bands that are rather friendly with each other and quite friendly to CITR. And we're going to be hearing a little more from War Baby later in the show because they are part of this extravaganza that's happening this Saturday, known as International Record Store Day. I'm joined right now by the CITR Program Director Extraordinaire, Mr. Robin Allen. How you doing, my man?
Good, Wade. Good. Thanks.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Thanks, man. Good to be here.
Yeah, it feels a little weird. I'm usually with CJ here. I'm sitting on that side of the table. And I have to admit, it's a little lonely without CJ today. So thank you for stepping in and filling in, warming up one of the seats for us.
Well, shout outs to CJ, you know. We might be a little lonely over there in that hospital bed, but, you know, he is remaining positive. He's doing well.
He's an incredibly positive guy, and those positive thoughts are going to get him through anything, especially this hopefully little minor infection that he has.
Right,
fingers crossed for you, CJ. We're wishing you well and hope to see you back. Hope to see you back on Saturday, actually, when we do this Record Store Day thing.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So for those that are wondering what this is, it's been going on now. I believe this is the sixth annual inception of this event. It started with a record store down in California, where I guess with the onslaught of the onslaught of J.C. Gibb entering the studio as I'm trying to find my words. All right, let's get this going here. We're about to get into Record Store Day. I heard that cough all the way down the hallway.
I know you've just been waiting in silence for me to walk in, so I apologize.
I knew you were going to appear at some point. I guess you heard Record Store Day, and that was your calling.
And it was like a moth to the flame, or in that case, a plaid guy to a record store. Sorry, keep what you were saying.
That's not a bad analogy, actually, especially these days, especially with the venues that we're going to be going to this weekend.
Ooh, which ones are you going to?
Well, I was just going into the history of Record Store Day, but we can jump ahead to what we're going to be doing here in Vancouver. So we are going to be doing an incredibly intricate and exciting live broadcast that's going to be broadcast across four different venues here in Vancouver.
Two radio stations.
This is true. This is very true. Along partnering with CJSF 90.1. And one of our ex-CITR folk, Megan Thomas, will be manning the mic, but womanning the mic, especially when we're talking about Megan. You definitely got to make a reference to that.
Six, wow.
Well, that's four record stores, but two stations. Although we are going to be on for 6 hours, so there's the number six comes into play right there.
Just a buffet of local music and radio.
Yeah. Now I actually, JC, I was reading a great intro in this month's Discorder magazine from you, talking about your passion of where Record Store Day began, going back to 2009, the Coachella Festival. So maybe as one who's been around the Record Store Day ethos, so to speak, for longer than I have, you'd be a much more accurate person to share with the fine listeners of Discord Radio what exactly Record Store Day is all about.
Well, Record Store Day is, I think it kind of coincided with the resurgence of like vinyl and, kind of like a way to celebrate, like you got to give it a holiday. Right. And, it's become an event, cause it's happening this Saturday and I'm having difficulty trying to figure out what I'm going to do because there is so much to do. More fun Vancouver, right? It's insane.
Mo fun Vancouver all the way for sure.
Yeah. So, like, do you want me to just talk about like what it was, or?
Well, so I mean, do you know how it started?
I have no idea how it started.
Didn't you start it?
This is the sixth year though, and it's grown really in just 6 years. It's huge.
I think the first one that I went to in Vancouver, I went to Zulu, and I can't remember. I think it might have been Yukon Blonde. Like, it was just I was so amazed. Like, it was the first year that I moved here, and they had like a keg set up, and it was like your like foamy beverage, I guess, like legally. I'm doing air quotes right now, but you can't see. And like, it was just so insane that like all these people had come out, and like I was new to Vancouver, so I didn't really recognize like the culture, and it was just it was awesome.
Yeah, we were both at Zulu last year. It was a great time. We had I think the Bell Game was playing, Portage and Main. I mean, they must have packed a couple hundred people into Zulu. Yes, there was some foamy beer. And, I mean, the record sales, I mean, of course, a lot of this is all about trying to bring resurgence to vinyl, and there's a lot of great releases, special one-day releases that come out on Record Store Day. So, you know, the Zulu sales had a great day that day, obviously, but I mean, from my standpoint as a music fan, all the live music that they have in record stores, what an amazing and intimate way to connect with some of your favorite bands.
Yeah. Yeah, it's community building, right? So you walk down a sidewalk, you're like, hey, what's all this commotion? What's all this action going on, right? People pouring in and out of stores, music blaring, middle of the day, Saturday, hopefully it will be sunny. But you know, you get the picture, right? It's something that it's so energized, and it's all about vinyl. It's all about something that's precious to so many people from a different, you know, era, and it's a resurgence. So it's cool. People are on it, you know? It's a very fun day.
Well, and I hear like a multiple different reasons why people like vinyl. Like, there's people who say that like the sound's better. I can't personally attest to that because I don't listen to enough vinyl to say that it does. Ooh. But the thing that should I be saying this? But the thing that I like the most is just like the physical engagement of it. Like pulling out a record, having to like figure out like where the song is on the record, like finding like on the tracks, or even just having to listen through all of it and like, you know, having to flip sides halfway through as opposed to just, I'm on iTunes, I'll just hit shuffle and hopefully I like something.
Blowing a little lint off the needle as well.
Oh, yeah. And just like the initial, like the little scratch.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for taking us down that little vinyl journey there, JC. That was great.
I'm excited for Record Store Day.
Nice. Very excited. And we got lots of great live music. I'll talk about the lineup in a minute. So, Robin, we tickled the listeners' fancy about some of the venues. Maybe you want to tell the listeners where we're going to be over the course of the next 6 hours on Record Store Day here in Vancouver.
We start at 1 p.m. at Vinyl Records, which is down basically Hastings and Canby area.
Yep.
The store owner David Love Jones, he's actually a programmer here at CITR. He does African rhythms every Friday night. So his shop is pretty newly renovated. Last year, at least, was the first time I'd seen the new storefront. So it's a beautiful shop, tons of records. He's got some low key performances going on between 1 and 2 that we'll be broadcasting. One of them will be another programmer at our station, Matthew Granlund, who does Stranded, the Australian-Canadian show. So it's going to feel like home.
When Matt Granlund is going to be performing.
Performing, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you see a whole new side of Matt. That'd be great.
Exactly. So we're happy to catch that, and there'll be a few other performances there. From there, we jump straight into Neptunes. And from Neptune, we'll be joining CJSF. CJSF has a few bands that they want to capture up there. After that, we're back down on Hastings Street. Neptune's on Main Street. So after that, we're down back on Hastings Street a few blocks west at Beat Street, which is more of a DJ culture vinyl shop. So we're going to be joining probably DJ Flipout, which is a long-term DJ in Vancouver. Started off in the early days, hip-hop, b-boy, like one of the first albums of the Rascals, you know, if you think way back. He's been around for a while, so it'd be cool to catch up with any of the sets that are going on down there with a multitude of DJs down at Beat Street. Tons of great vinyl down there. Then from there, back up at about 4 o'clock to Red Cat Record, which is on Main Street. So you can see we're flipping back and forth across the city right now. And that's why we're two radio stations doing this, because one can't do this alone, right? So we're simulcasting.
You'd think you want to make it easy for yourself, and we'll do the two on Hastings next to each other and two on Main next to each other to make it easy for, but I guess you have enough faith in the various technicians and hosts that are going to be involved. This will go on without a hitch.
Yeah, and we're at the mercy of the schedule, right? Every shop has a different schedule, and we want to catch the acts that we think, you know, we'd most enjoy, right?
It'll be just like WrestleMania 2 when they had they had a setup in New York, Chicago, and LA with big events all across the nation. That's what's happening this Saturday in Vancouver for Record Store Day.
I was going to say
Wrestle Store Day.
I was going to say it kind of as like a precursor almost to Music Waste, then like the frantic like across the city. I don't know. That's what I was going to say. WrestleMania didn't come to mind.
Well, maybe we'll have a bit of that going on.
It was WrestleMania 30. I was summoned to watching it last week, so I suppose it's fresh on the mind. But I'll tell you, let's play some music right now. This guy is going to be playing Neptune on a jam-packed Saturday afternoon, along with his band, the Death Rangers. It's Johnny DeCourcy. Has It Found You? As we come back and discuss more about Record Store Day and our special Discord Radio Record Store Day preview edition here on CITR 101.9 FM. In the meantime, this is Johnny DeCourcy. Has It Found You?
Has it found you? And wrapped around you? Is she standing there? Her heart in a knot, or is it some sick game of don't get caught with it around you? And are her words half true? Is it something you can't live without? And if it's with, are you full of doubt that it has found you? And maybe one day soon it will find me. Live as one.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. Has It Found You? And they will be playing for free this Saturday at Neptune Records as part of an absolutely jam-packed lineup. If I could just go over this lineup for us at Neptune. Starts as early as 11 a.m. Mesa Luna. We'll kick it all off bright and early at 11 a.m. 11:45, Tim the Mute. Make sure you bring your headphones for that one. Kingfisher at 12:30. 1:15, the Flanettes. At 2 o'clock, War Baby, who are we're playing a very busy weekend. They're also playing with Phoenix Thunderbird, who we heard to kick off the show as part of the Friday Come Friday series at the Cobalt. And then, so don't get too drunk there, War Baby guys, because you guys got to be up ready to go. I know how these guys are after the show sometimes. But 2 o'clock on Saturday, they'll be playing at Neptune. 2:45, Dead Soft. 3:30, Three Wolf Moon. The guy we just heard, Johnny DeCourcy, at 4:15. 5 o'clock, Highway Kind. 5:45, MOSFET. And at 6:30, The Worshippers. Oh, and actually one of their last act, Failing, at 7:15. We also have music at Red Cat and Beat Street, but we'll talk about some of those acts as the show progresses. I don't want to overload you with information too much right about now, but that was the Neptune preview for this segment of the show. Yeah. JC, you're still with us.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. We should also mention some of the other record stores that unfortunately are not having live performances, but are nonetheless very worthwhile to visit on Saturday.
Yeah, so Dandelion Records in Emporium, High Life Records also. I wish there was just like a map or something. We could just draw, like, have like dots on it, or like, you know, police track,
you know
it's serial killers and stuff. But instead, it's like all these awesome record store deals.
Take note, computer programmers. Maybe an idea for some kind of app for next year's record store day.
Yeah, you mentioned Red Cat, Audiophile and Commercial are also, I think it's 10% off new records and then 20% off of used ones, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. Oh, so what are you doing on Saturday?
Well, actually I'm going to be co-hosting at Vinyl Records from 1 to 2, right, with Ola. And then, I was planning on hopping on the old bicycle and biking up to Neptune for this incredible, incredible lineup. And I think I'll be spending a good chunk of the day at Neptune, but, you know, there's a lot of great music also happening at Red Cat and Beat Street. But I will definitely be at Neptune for War Baby at 2, and then these guys are on at 2:45. This is a band that I know you're a fan of. They're called Dead Soft. Do you have while you're here, Jace, you have a favorite track we should play?
We could do
Death March, Teen Fiction, Sometimes I Forget.
I really like Teen Fiction. I think it's a short one, though.
It is a short one. But we got lots of cover in this show today, so we'll play it for you. So this is Teen Fiction by Dead Soft. They are playing once again this Saturday at 2:45 at Neptune Records, and here they are on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
You want it? Yeah. You want it? That's a brand new man.
You want it, you want it. Thought you couldn't get enough. Thought you didn't give up.
I didn't want to.
You don't dance. You watch your back. You clap your hands. Do whatever it is. I don't care. I give up. I'm starting up this year.
Discord Radio, CITR 119 FM, Dead Soft Double Shot there. That was Teen Fiction, and Sometimes I Forget, which is actually an ironic title, considering that sometimes we forget to turn the mic off during when the songs are playing.
Sometimes.
Especially when CJ is not around. And thank goodness CJ called us from the hospital to be like, guys, your mics are on. And we can hear everything you're saying. So I apologize, listeners, if you had to listen to JC and I babbling away about nonsense. And thank you again for CJ to keeping us in check.
I just called him our guardian soundboard angel.
Yeah. The guy is, what will we do with that, CJ? Well, we got another half an hour to go, so hopefully we can survive with as minimal F-ups as possible. So we were talking a lot about Record Store Day. Once again, the guys we just heard, Dead Soft, they're playing at Neptune on Saturday afternoon. Red Cat also has lots of great live music between 3:30 and 7:30, including James Younger, Cool, and Kensington Gore. They're playing. And Beat Street will be featuring live music from 10 a.m. right up until 8 p.m., including a lot of live DJ sets, including Flip Out and Vinyl Richie and K-Tel. So lots of good stuff happening all weekend long as part of Record Store Day this Saturday, April 19th. And, of course, Sunday, April 20th is 420.
What do you mean, of course, Wade?
Well, I say of course because last year Record Store Day was on April 20th, which actually I think played quite well into people that wanted to, like, you know, heighten their listening experience with some good tunes at Record Store Day.
Heighten.
Yes, words. Thank you. I know for sure CJ was, senses were heightened.
Oh, that's really exciting. It's like a back-to-back fun weekend.
Great weekend.
420, they also have a lot of bands playing there, too, at the Art Gallery.
Oh, so, really? Do tell.
The only one that I know for sure is actually a band who was in, I think it was the February issue of Discord's, Redrick Sultan are playing.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's the only one that I know. But
I like the fact that Vancouver just embraced it. They know people are going to come to the Art Gallery anyways and just do what they're going to do. And so the fact they're embracing and saying, you know what, we'll give them some live music to add some more ambiance to the atmosphere.
Well, it's like, I'm always amazed. Like, it's very controlled there. Like, I worked a food cart there last year, and, you know, like, aside from having to, like, stop people from rolling joints on my coolers, and, like, I think someone tried to light one of the coolers on fire because it was, like, burned. But, like, other than that, it's really controlled, and, I don't know, everyone's just there to smoke a joint and have a good time.
Well, so. Better than getting about 5,000 people there to get wasted together. Like, imagine the chaos that would happen on a Sunday afternoon if that was the case. I mean, I'm talking about, like, alcohol-fueled wasted as opposed to, you know, the good old greenery from God's green earth.
All I can think is the bathroom lines would be awful.
This is very true. This is very true. Maybe before we give people any more bad visuals, we should continue on with the music. I tickled the fancy about this band a couple times because, as I said, they're playing Friday night at the Cobalt with Phoenix Thunderbird. They're also playing on Saturday at Neptune at 2 o'clock. And they're good dudes all around. They even took over the show on April Fool's Day for a few minutes. The band is War Baby, and this track is Queen Bee. You're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 11.9 FM.
Yeah. Friday, April 25th, come to the Nimbus Recording Finals at the Cellar Nightclub on Granville Street, starring Raquel Cole, Middle Beach Markets, If We Are Machines, and Real Mad Decent. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets at Red Cat, Neptune, Zulu, and online at northerntickets.com.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Frank Love with their Discord Radio debut, a track called Habit. And prior to that, we heard War Baby with Queen Bee. Why are we playing Frank Love? Because JC's like, so you're just playing him for fun? And I was like, well, to be honest, I think they're worthy of a play because they played to an absolutely jam-packed Lana Luz this past Friday night, opening up for legendary Vancouver punk band, The Rebel Spell. You're giving me blank looks all around. Have you been to Lana Luz yet?
Yeah, yeah.
What a cool venue. Have you seen a music show, like any kind of live show there?
I don't think so. I know they just started getting draft beer, I think, a little while ago, too.
It was more of a restaurant, and I heard about the show from this friend of mine, Mandy, that's in the band Frank Love, and she's like, yeah, we're so stoked we're going to be playing with Rebel Spell. And I'll be honest, I didn't really know much about Rebel Spell, and then I did a bit of research, and they're awesome. They sound a bit like, they're very Bad Religion-esque, but these guys have had a great little career. They've actually opened for Bad Religion, Pennywise, played some big venues like the Rickshaw in the past, and then on this past Friday, they were squeezed into Little Lana Luz. There had to be maybe only about 150 people in there, and this was like pure, like, late 70s, early 80s, maybe even like mid 90s neo-punk mosh pit, high intense energy. It was incredible. And I was kind of standing at the back, just, you know, didn't want to get my spill my beer or anything at first. And the energy of this band and the show just overtook me to the point that I just ended up getting right involved in the mosh pit. And it was phenomenal. Like, we're talking body surfing. It was intense. Lana Luz.
Little Lana Luz.
Yeah, and so a great show. Happy for Frank Love to be playing with a band like the Rebel Spell. And for those that aren't in the know, they've been around since about 2002. They've kind of taken a little step away from the regular rotation. I think some of the members are living way up in Pemberton, but they get together about once a year to put on a show, and the show they put on Friday night was just absolutely incredible.
I love those infectious shows or... like, you're not planning on getting in there, but then you just kind of have to. Like, it's uncontrollable.
Well, that's pretty well exactly what happened on Friday night. Nice. So maybe without further ado, we'll give the audience a sample of what Friday night was all about by playing a bit of the Rebel Spell right about now. You ready for them?
Right.
Let's do it. Now. Rebel Spell on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Everyone to see, this is so hollow.
The Rebel Spell, bringing some intense punk rock energy to Vancouver this past Friday night and to the Discord and radio airwaves right about now. That was called All We Want, Rebel Spell, from the Beautiful Future album. Awesome. So pumped I got to see that show and get to be a part of like a real hardcore punk community, which I didn't even really know existed in Vancouver. And I got to experience it firsthand on Friday night with 150 brand new friends. Packed in tight at Lanelus.
Friends that you got to know well.
Very well. Pit. Yes, a little too well. So we were talking earlier about Record Store Day. I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite record? Do you have a favorite record of all time?
When you asked me that, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. That'd be like asking what's your favorite. Yeah.
Now I'm excited about this analogy. I was getting my brainwaves are all ready to answer this next question.
I have nothing for you. But I can say what like the most recent record I bought was. That was the Courtney self-titled.
Right on.
And I ended up in Zulu one afternoon and like wasn't planning on buying anything. I think I was just perusing like the 25-cent like section, and then saw it on the wall. I'm like, yeah, well, guess I gotta buy this. And I think I was saying that it was like one of the like best selling record of the year.
Do we know? Do you know offhand what label the Courtneys are on?
Hockey Dad.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you. I'm JC. Perfect. This is why they pay the big bucks. This is why he's the editor in chief of Discorder Magazine. Great.
I'm pretty sure it's Hockey Dad.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It does. So the reason I bring this up is one of my favorite albums of all time was released 20 years ago this week on a little label known as Epitaph, which is the label that Bad Religion was on. It started by the Bad Religion, one of the guitarists from Bad Religion called Brett Gerwitz. And little did he know at the time, but he had this this band on his label that released an album that would go on to become the biggest selling indie album of all time. And in case you're wondering what that album is, well, it's by a little band called The Offspring, and the album is called Smash. There you go. In honor of one of my favorite albums of all time, and in honor of the indie spirit, here as being maybe one of the voices of the Vancouver indie music scene on Discorder Radio, we're proud to play this track for you right about now from this album, which has sold 10 million copies, and Epitaph could not keep up with the demand. Going back to 1994, it's Gotta Get Away by Offspring from the album Smash. And you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Too slow, paranoid of people and stuff.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Offspring from their multi-platinum selling smash, the greatest selling indie album of all time, Smash by Offspring, was released 20 years ago this week. And there's actually a great article in Rolling Stone about, I guess the article is entitled Offspring Smash, the little punk LP that defeated the majors. And it's a great story about, especially if you're, whether you're into Offspring, you're into punk, or you're into indie music, it's a really interesting article about all the different people were involved and what happened when this little album from this little label just blew up huge and how everybody was affected. One of the most interesting interviews in the article was from was with a guy named Rick Sims, who was the former singer and guitarist in a band called The Digits, who was a punk band from the 80s. Now, The Digits recorded a track called Killboy Powerhead, which was which actually Offspring covered and was the only song on the Smash album. There's 14 tracks, and they were all written by Dexter Holland and Noodles of Offspring, except for this one track called Killboy Powerhead. And it's a great little... I'm going to read this little excerpt from the Rolling Stone article right now, just to give you an idea of the scope of how things, what things were looking like at this point for Rick Sims of Killboy Powerhead. So, sorry, of The Digits, who Offspring covered the song Killboy Powerhead. So, I guess how it starts off here, he said that, Rick decided, once again, just to get the names, Rick is the singer of the band The Digits, and Brett is the owner of the label. So, Rick heard about that Offspring had covered their song, and so finally he decided to call Epitaph, and he called Brett, and he said, and I guess Brett responded saying, I guess we owe you some money. And then Rick says, I didn't even really have to ask him for it. I just said, great, I'll take the money. And then I asked him how many records they'd sold. He said, well, it's going to go gold next week. My jaw hit the floor. And then according to Rick, so do I like that version of the song? I love their version of the song. I'm still living in a house that Offspring paid for. I'm still driving a car that Offspring paid for. I have a retirement estate that Offspring paid for. There you go, Rick Sims of The Digits. And their band really didn't do much, didn't really get much success at all, but they are known as the band that wrote the original Killboy Powerhead that Offspring covered on Smash, became the biggest indie selling album of all time, went many times platinum, and there you go. Rick Sims from The Digits, living large thanks to Offspring. Let's play that track now. All you Offspring fans will probably recognize this one. This is the very original Killboy Powerhead from The Digits on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Just like the Hoover Dam, you know I saw his woman.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was The Digits with the original version of Killboy Powerhead from 1990. It was covered on Smash by Offspring 4 years later, and The Digits are loving the royalties of that all these years later. We got about 8 minutes to go in Discorder Radio. Unfortunately, CJ is not here today. We're wishing him safe recovery in the hospital, but he continues to do amazing work for us at the station, even when he's not here. Last week, at this time, we were enjoying a lovely afternoon as part of the UBC AMS Block Party, UBC's annual last day of class affair. We had lots of great talent, including the UBC Last Band Standing winners, Rebel in a Mountain. We had Shad. We had Adventure Club as the headlining DJ act. And we also had a guy by the name of Dan Mangan, who went here to UBC for English Literature years back, who's now done quite well for himself. And Dan happened to catch us backstage in a bit of an impromptu moment. So this is our little interview backstage from last week with Dan Mangan. And once again, producing credits to this one go to our good friend, CJ, the DJ. Oh, that's... No, that's not quite it. Here, hold on a second. See what happens when CJ is not here. These are the kind of things we have to deal with. So once again, gonna get this interview. Okay, here we go. Dan Mangan from last week, backstage of the Block Party.
CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here along with
Lucy.
Lucy, nice. We also have Ola in the mix. Ola,
hey. How's it going?
And of course, working the board as always, the jack of all trades, the CITR, and my co-host on Discorder Radio. And yes, the captain of today's
captain
ship,
of the ship.
Mr. CJ the DJ.
I just waved.
Dan Mangan. Hi, and he's waving. So, from CITR.
What's up?
Do you want to come by?
Oh, he's coming. Oh.
We're on air at CITR. Dan, do you want to say anything?
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We're just talking about, I met you before at my high school. Do you remember that?
Here?
Yeah.
Which high school?
Vaguely. Langley Fine Arts School.
Oh, yeah. That's a great school.
Talked about CITR, and now I get to see you here on CITR.
I used to come to CITR at lunchtime and eat lonely in the little, like, eating area and just, like, pray someone would talk to me. That's what I used to do.
Yeah. I think that's the way most people start out at CITR.
And were your prayers answered?
A couple of times. Most of the time, people just ignored me. I thought someone was going to walk in and be like, hey, like, do you want to have a show and maybe, like, put your music on it? And I never happened.
No one, like, granted you that on a silver platter, quite?
No. But, it's funny because I used to beg, there used to be a guy named Shay who booked the Arts County Fair out at Thunderbird when I was here.
And the earlier incarnation of this event.
The precluder to this. And I used to beg him to play, and it never worked out. But here we are.
You're actually here.
And we're
back. It's great.
And we get to play.
Like a dream come true.
Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Can you recall some favorite memories of past Arts County fairs?
They were pretty messy for me, I have to admit. I partook in all the things students tend to do. So I
even the Greek events that seemed to be
even some of those.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. We just drove through campus, and the school is alive. It reminds me of, it's like the first week of school and the last week of school, and it's just mayhem, and then everything in between, everyone's in sweatpants with their head down studying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that first week and last week of school sort of culminates on this day. I mean, the barbecue, welcome back barbecue, and then the block party.
Well, and I feel like today, last day of school, it's like this interesting mix between being excited that it's done, and yet most people have like one or two remaining lingering things, and they're stressing out about it.
And the people who are scrambling at 5 p.m., like trying to get some drinks in, like just finished classes, exactly. Yeah.
Which may make the welcome back barbecue a little more wild, but nonetheless special.
Yeah, exactly. It's always special.
When we came up to soundcheck this morning, it was like totally rainy and gray and dismal, so I'm really glad that it...
Yeah.
I mean...
Some people are doing some sun dances or something around here trying to make this happen. 12 o'clock today, it was saying it was going to rain. Still hasn't happened, so someone's making something special happen.
It's wicked. It's great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Well, it's good to have you here. Is there maybe one thing in particular you're most looking forward to about playing in front of this sun-soaked UBC crowd?
Well, you know, we just finished recording our next record, and we're gonna throw down. This is going to be the live debut of two new songs. So
Whoa.
Huge.
Yeah. Should be good. Exciting. And they might be rusty and might fall apart, but we'll see what happens.
And you've been working on another project, right? The Hector.
I've done a little bit of sound tracking for film recently, and that's been Hector and the Search for Happiness. So, yeah, a new Simon Pegg film. I think that comes out later this year sometime. Interestingly, I have a feeling that the film and the album are going to come out about the same time. So,
very nice.
I am Dan Mangan, and you currently, your ear holes are being filled with unbelievable frequencies from the lovely folks at CITR. That is 101.9 FM in Vancouver and wherever the satellite sends to.
Nice, nice, very nice. That was Dan Mangan live backstage for a little impromptu interview with myself along with Lucy and Ola, while CJ manned the board backstage last week at the Block Party. And while we tickled your fancy with a bit of Dan Mangan, let's continue along with him right now. One more track to go on Discord Radio. This is actually from the album, which is entitled Nice, Nice, Very Nice. And he is a nice, nice, very nice gentleman, Mr. Dan Mangan. This track is called Sold. Once again, this is Wade for my co-host and co-producer CJ, the DJ, who are wishing well, healthy, get better soon vibes in the hospital. Hope to see you back up here next week. Oh, and also, one other quick mention too, this Saturday night at Save On Meats is the event Common Courtesy, where various bands will come in and play some of their favorite records. This is the Record Store Day edition. Of course, this Saturday is Record Store Day, happening all over Vancouver, but Saturday night at Save On Meats, be there for the Common Courtesy event, and maybe, just maybe, myself and CJ will be doing the Discorder Radio edition. We'll give you some more information through all the social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, all that good stuff. In the meantime, this is Dan Mangan to close out the show today with Sold, Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
The suits had come from me. I found alternatives to honesty. Body and soul were bought and sold, patented and out of reach. So I reach, but it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping with the light on. If it keeps the hair out of my eyes, back it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm so. All my wretched thoughts and left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate I'll skip the queue. Life's not living unless you're sure to make it through. But now it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping the light on. Oh. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm so. Stop.